Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
Yeah, snow's coming down. I'm happy, can't you tell?
Yeah, great living on the East Coast and in the middle of winter. It's wonderful.
Yeah, John probably has to put pants on maybe today.
Yeah.
Poor John.
Yeah, these are the dog days of winter for us.
Yeah, I hear you. Even our good buddies over at WDW Plantoons, Dom sent me over a text tonight. He put, hope you're safe and sound inside, Doug. Dom from WDW Plantoons. It was nice that he thought of it. He goes, it puts the old roof to a good test. And I said, you ain't kidding.
Right, right. Yeah, these are the, you know, we know they're coming. We cringe. We've been relatively lucky, at least up here in New England for us. We've had very, very little snow, but it looks like we're going to miss this particular storm. But it looks like where you are, you're going to get, you're right in the target area there.
We're supposed to be getting anywhere between 17 and 30 inches.
At least they're being very specific anyways.
Oh, yeah. I keep telling my godson to become a weatherman. It's the only job on the planet. You make millions of dollars. You never have to be right.
Right, right.
I mean, this is what they teach you. Would, could, should, maybe, probably, I don't know, possibly. It's like they never get, listen to them. They're all adjectives. They never give a definite answer on anything. And right. Then the next day, they'll tell you how they called it.
Right, right.
We said it would, you know, after the fact.
Well, at the end of it all, you'll only know what it was when the final flake has fallen and they take the measurement.
Oh, absolutely. And then I got my office down here that I got a beautiful leather couch in.
Yeah.
That's totally destroyed because my neighbor's daughter who dropped off these cats like 4 or 5 years ago or longer in my backyard, because my neighbor lives behind me. I love my neighbors, but they drop off their two. The daughter... The son-in-law don't like the cats no more because he got two bull mastiffs. So
Uh-oh.
They just brought the cats here and dropped them off at my neighbor's. They won't stay at my neighbor's. They're always on my porch. They're scratching my screens out. So they don't want to do nothing for them. So I bring them in my house. So now my leather couch is destroyed because the two cats are living in my home office.
Oh, boy. I was going to say when it rains, it pours. But in this case, when it snows, it pours.
But, you know, I mean, we've been bringing it in because it's so cold. I mean,
yeah.
What do you do? I mean, there's no non-kill shelters around here anymore. And because of them being around the neighborhood for the past 5 or 6 years, you know, I have this thing. It's called a heart. Their names are Woody and Buster. And it's like one being named Woody is like, you know.
Right. Part of the family now.
Exactly, but we don't have room for them. We have a cat and another dog. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, it's tough. You're doing the right thing, but at the expense of your, you know, leather couch, like you said.
Yeah, it's scratching up my door. My mother-in-law bought me a beautiful set of Eagles floor mats for my pickup truck.
Right.
So I haven't put them in because I hung to stop the cats from scratching to get out of the room because they're used to running free.
Right.
I had to put my doormats, I hung them from the doorknob so they scratched them instead of scratching my door.
The things we do for our pets, and I know they're not really your pets, but they're your adopted pets, I guess.
Yeah, we wish somebody would want one. We can't get rid of them. They're both older. They're about 8, 9 years old, or 9 and 10. It's like
right. We
know that they spent winters outside. I built outside shelters for them. It's getting to the point where I know they're getting older. They couldn't take another winter. They would die.
Right, right.
So now we have them in the house. And I know this is the Disney podcast, but You know, I got to vent sometimes, Dan. It's freezing cold. It's miserable out. I could see Dom from Playing Tunes doing a video of me tearing my couch up in my office.
Looking out the window at the snow coming down. Yeah, I can visualize that myself.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, if I hate snow, man. I really do. It does nothing. I'm going to have to go out and shovel 17 inches of snow tomorrow. I can't wait.
I'm telling you. I mean, you know, we all remember when we were kids, and, you know, I used to enjoy the snow. It was great. You got maybe a no-school day. You go sledding and all that stuff. But once you become an adult and you have to deal with this, I mean, a couple inches around Christmas time to, you know, to set the mood, you know, that's good. I don't mind that. But anything over that, I just can't stand it now. It's all it is, like you said, Doug. It's extra work that you don't have time to deal with, and you know, but you have to deal with it. I'm sure you were out battling the trying to get a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk today, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we were lucky. We did that 3 days ago. But what I do is I got all my Ridget kit, my Ryobi kits, my drills and saws and all. What I do is I bring all the batteries and charge them all.
Yep.
And then bring the flashlights in for both the kits. And then I bring in my Ridget work radio that I use on the job site that runs off the big 18 volt batteries.
Oh yeah, right.
So I bring all that in case there's power, and then I have well water, so I bring in buckets of water, you know, so you can have in case you gotta, you know, flush the old toilet.
Yep.
Because people don't realize you have well water, you don't have water when power goes out.
Exactly.
And
I was just gonna say, do you have a generator or no?
No, I have generators, but I don't have one hooked up to the house.
And right.
The other thing is, in the wintertime, like, I don't know how people like winter more than summer. It makes no sense to me. When it's winter out, you can't stop working. You freeze to death. It's just miserable. If the power goes out now, we freeze. At least in the summertime, if you lose power, yeah, you sweat a little bit, but nobody's going to freeze to death.
Right. Yeah, it's the lesser of two evils. I'd much rather, you know, have power out in the summer. You know, when you get them hazy, hot, and humid days, it can't be dangerous for the elderly or, you know, somebody that's not in good health. But generally speaking, you're right. You lose power for a day or two, you know, up here when it's this cold, and that's some serious stuff.
Yeah, pipes freeze, the whole nine yards. I can go hop in my car, turn the air conditioner on, and hang out for a while.
Right, exactly.
No,
yeah,
it's just miserable. I don't get it. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how anybody likes winter more than summer. And like with you, Dan, like you said, as a kid, you used to play and all in it. See, the difference with me, too, is my mom and dad separated when I was young. So my Uncle Ernie used to have a plowing business. So since I've been 12 years old, I've had a shovel in my hand.
Right.
He would pick me up, and I'd be putting in an 18-hour shift because we had like three or four developments to shovel.
Right.
He'd run the plows. I'd wrestle up all my friends, and we'd be shoveling, you know, waiting for him to bring the thing of hot chocolate. Make $100 for an 18-hour shift, which back then it was great money, if you follow me, as a 12-year-old kid.
You know, and it's funny. I was just a couple, the last couple of years, I was thinking back to that, because I used to do the same thing when we were kids. We'd walk around the neighborhood, you know, four of us, six of us, whatever, and we'd just go house to house and see if anybody wanted their driveway shoveled or whatever. And,
that,
you know,
don't ever happen now, does it?
No. I tried to find a couple of years ago, my gout was acting up, and I said, I'll just have somebody do it. You know, and I didn't really think about it. Somebody will come by, and kids nowadays, they don't want to do stuff like that. They're inside playing video games or something, you know.
No.
I would be out hustling money, you know, like you said, make $100 for a day or whatever.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like with me, it was like, it was my job. I knew my uncle was coming. It was like, we used to do that too here and there, but it's like, as soon as it snowed more than 3 inches, he was on his way for me to saw it, and I knew it was going to be at least a 10-hour day.
Right.
So it was never fun for me. I didn't have time to go play in it. You know, if we did, it was football real quick, but, you know, it was about it. But I don't get it. No kids do it. Barrett Brooks, who is an ex-Eagles football player, he does this morning show around here.
Yep.
And he was saying that he has $100 in his pocket for a kid to shovel his driveway. Okay, and then the other host, Mike Missinelli, goes, well, don't you have an 18-year-old kid? He goes, yeah, he won't do it. If I had an 18-year-old kid, his butt would be out the door. The door would be locked until the driveway was shoveled. It would be that simple.
Yeah.
He lived under my roof. I don't know about you.
No, you're right. But it's just crazy how society has changed. And, you know, that story, you can tell it over and over. And it's true. I mean, kids, and I hate to pick on the kids, but it's just, you know, it's a generational thing or whatever. They just... don't seem to have the work ethic, or, you know, they just, I don't know. I don't get it.
And the other thing is, I know we're going on a tangent.
Yeah.
but I'd be on my job site, and literally, when I had 20 years ago or 25 years ago, I'd have a couple kids a week coming on the job sites asking if there was any work
right.
for
them. Yep.
Dude, the construction sites, you don't see any kids. They don't want nothing to do with it, man.
We hire kids up at the school over the years. I tell the story all the time. They show up, they get the job, and then on day two, they don't show up.
Yeah,
we don't work them that hard. It's fairly, you know, working in a facility like I am. It's not like hardcore construction like you're on. Mm-hmm. And they still, I mean, they don't want to get up and get out of bed and go to work. It's crazy.
I mean, my godson, Jimmy, he does pretty good. He's just turned 20, and every time I get him to help me.
Right.
But even him, it's like, you know, I'm trying to teach him, but because the kids aren't out doing as much as they used, there's no construction in his, like, I'm teaching him everything he
right,
knows.
Right. But, yeah, that, I mean, you used to have great apprenticeship programs where, you know, if you were a plumber or a carpenter or whatever, or electrician, you would die just to, you know, have a journeyman or a master just take you under his wing and show you the ropes. But, you know, and you would seek that out. And, you know, nowadays, you know, like you said, kids don't have the ambition to do that.
I don't have any, like, none of his friends. He don't have anybody. Like, I never get asked if I can find them some work at all.
That's crazy.
No, but he does okay. But it's like he'll say to me, "Oh my God, Uncle Doug," when we're carrying like 30 sheets of rock down a basement or something. It's like,
right.
Yeah, but.
But see, you're kind of mentoring him, and that's why he's like that. If he didn't have you, he'd probably be just like every other kid, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't get asked and then I'm in the Home Depot and I barely see young kids in there
right.
as apprentices anymore. It's sad. It's like, I don't know where the building trades are going to be in another 30 years.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's, you know, it's going to have an impact, you know, when all this construction has to happen, who's going to do these jobs? You know, it's the work got to get done and be interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, we spieled and cried enough about this, and I'm sorry, guys. But what we're going to do is we're going to do one of our restaurant reviews. We're going to cover the Plaza Restaurant, one of our favorites, on the Main Street and in Disney World.
Yeah, the Plaza Restaurant. That was one that for years I never even knew it was there. Like when we first started going, you know, maybe I'm lying. I mean, I must have saw it in the books or whatever, but I never sought it out. And,
just because you see it in the books don't mean you know where it is sometimes
yeah,
either
yeah,
when you're first going down there. I mean, it doesn't jump out of you. I told the story a few months ago or weeks, whatever it was. We talked about this a little bit. The only reason I found it, I was going down to the restroom there. And I seen a maitre d' standing out there at the podium. And I'm
all
like,
right.
Oh, there's a restaurant here.
Yeah, I mean, it's tucked in there. And I think it was John that said, you know, you might think it's part of the ice cream shop there. You know, it's on the, if you're looking at the castle, it'd be on your right-hand side. All the way down, or I guess not all the way down, but across from Casey's Corner. It's on the opposite corner. And your podium, like you said, Doug, is right over there to the right. And it's just basically a little hole in the wall. But it is a sit-down restaurant for the Magic Kingdom. And, you know, since we've gotten Be Our Guest and we got the new Skipper's Canteen coming on board, you know, I think this will kind of lose some of its flair, I guess, you know, because it's more what would you say, sandwiches? It's, you know, you can get a meal, but it's really sandwiches and ice cream and salads and stuff like that. But
it's pretty diversified. It's probably kind of like a Friday's kind of restaurant in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Like a tweener. It's not takeout, but it's not.
It's not a sandwich shop. It's
right.
not a restaurant.
Right.
It's a sandwich run.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? And,
yep.
And it's a hidden gem. It's probably my favorite sit down in the Magic Kingdom.
And that tells you how bad the food is in the Magic Kingdom, generally speaking, with some exceptions.
Well, the thing of it is some have good food, but it's way overpriced.
Right.
I mean, for the total package. It's probably the Plaza Restaurant one. And then for me, everybody else picks on it. It's probably Tony's number two for sit-down.
Right.
That's why I barely eat sit-down in the Magic Kingdom.
Right. Yeah, I mean, price-wise, you know, we'll go over the menu items here in a bit, but yeah, it's fairly reasonable for a sit-down restaurant in the Magic Kingdom. And, you know, if you don't want to just, you know, get takeout or table service, window service, whatever you want.
Counter service.
Yeah, counter service. You know, this is a good option, although, you know, at times it does get busy. There's not a lot of seats in there. I told the story that once we were there, and it was kind of cool because the 3 o'clock parade was going by, and there are some window seats, and we could actually see some of the floats and stuff that were coming by, and obviously you can hear the music because you're right there on Main Street. So yeah, it's a pretty cool location. You know, now that they reconstructed the hub and everything, I think it's more visible when you're coming from the, you know, if you're coming from the castle walking towards the train station down Main Street, it is a little bit more visible than it used to be. You know, you remember how they used to have those, I mean, they still have tables with the umbrellas there, but it's kind of set back a little bit further now. So that corner's really opened up where you can see in there now.
Oh, absolutely. You could see it way better than you. So like I told you, the only reason I ever found it was because of going to the bathroom and walking right down that aisle.
Yeah. So have you actually had ADRs there, or do you just kind of walk up for this one?
I've never had ADRs there, but I have actually eaten there a couple times. The last time we ate there was with my two mother-in-laws. Or my stepmother, my wife, and my mother-in-law. I had the three ladies there.
Nice. I mean, you know, I think we when we went once, we had the you were mentioning the Philly cheesesteak, and you said that they did a fairly good job for not being a Philly cheesesteak, right?
Yes, it wasn't bad.
Right. I mean, you know, we all do this. You know, I do it with the seafood, being from New England, and you being from Philly. We compare, you know, with stuff back home, and particularly when we talk Italian food, we always get on that, you know, Tony's or even Via Napoli or some of the other Italian restaurants don't measure up to New York City or someplace like that. But that's not fair. I mean, you know, they're trying to feed the masses, and they do a pretty good job by and large, I think.
100%. I mean, if I have to go do a sit down, I have to make, and this is going to be the first place I'm looking for, because the food is decent. It's not way overpriced. I mean, that's the problem I think would be our guest. Yeah, it's beautiful, but it's way overpriced. And the atmosphere in the plaza, I mean, it has it's fancy, but it's relaxed, if that makes any sense. It has like gold everywhere around
right
the walls, but then you have like wrought iron seating on the inside. The chairs are, and they're small round tables.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Magic Kingdom's Plaza Restaurant takes us back to the early days of Main Street USA, where families would pop into bright Art Deco-style restaurant for a deli sandwich and ice cream before heading back out onto the rides. This is well known for the least expensive table service restaurant in the park. It offers a good experience for not a lot of money. So, yeah, that kind of, you know, wraps it up in a nutshell. And you know, if you're budget conscious, or you know, you just want a sandwich and you don't want to commit to a full, you know, sit down meal, this is a great option.
Yeah, see, I'm weird. I mean, I'm not, and everybody knows that. I'm weird. I'm really not budget conscious. I'm not cheap. That's one of my biggest problems. I need to learn how to be
right
cheaper.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
I need to start squeezing that nickel.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is I'm not cheap, but I'm very picky with what I pay for with food. It is, and I'm not. I overtip the waiters. I'm very happy. I don't cause trouble.
Right.
But there's only certain things I'm going to pay so much for.
Right.
Like, there's only so much you can do with certain things to rob me with, if
right
that makes sense.
Well, we talked about that with the steaks when we, you know, we were talking a few shows back. I mean, you know, is $50 or $60? I mean, at what point is a New York strip, you know, how much can you pay for it? No matter how great a cut of beef it is, at some point it's just in excess, right?
Absolutely.
It's just, you know, it can only be worth so much. And but I mean, there's a good value here, I think, for, you know, like I said, if you're just looking to, you know, have a sandwich and not be standing outside or, you know, trying to find a trash can or a top of a trash can to, you know, eat on, at least you can sit down here and enjoy your meal. No, go ahead, Doug.
No, see, that's the thing. Like, I always, like, for the prices that are there, you really can't, unless your stuff comes out raw or cold,
Right.
you're not going to be upset if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
But if you, if when you go to the Be Our Guest, with some of the problem I have there is some of the things that they charge you for, like their grilled strip steak for $35, it's not that good. $34, it's really not. It's a strip steak. It's not a filet mignon.
Right.
You know, that's the problem I have. It's like some of the things that they're nailing you with, you're paying for only the atmosphere there.
Right. You're paying premium prices for mediocre food, basically.
Yeah, pan-seared chicken breast for $24. I mean, how much can you're? It's a chicken breast. And it's pan seared. It ain't even nothing special about it. And that's my problem. It isn't like I'm leaving there feeling like I just had the best meal I ever, one of the best meals I ever had. I'm
Right.
like, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you have something like that, when you do signature dining and you have a meal that you can say, hey, that's definitely in the top 10 or top 5 meals that I've ever had in my life, well, then you have no qualms about paying what you paid because, you know, you're going to remember that for the rest of your life. But when you're eating average food and paying, you know, premium prices, like I said, that's what gets you from, you know, it's thinking you're getting kind of hosed, if you will.
No, I exactly, and I'm glad we've eaten there. I like Be Our Guest. You know, I mean, I'm glad they added it because it opens up space. I hope this continues to be, yeah. I hope this continues to be, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but a trend at the Magic Kingdom where they continue to. I want them to open up a couple more restaurants because for the longest time, out of when all four resorts, I mean, all four parks were at their peak. The Magic Kingdom for me had the worst counter sir a table service.
Yeah, I mean, I would even go further and just say it as the worst dining of all the parks and resorts combined. And that's why we always recommend, and I know we covered this extensively, you know, jump on the monorail and go over to the Contemporary or go over to the Poly or
I
go over
mean
to the Grand Floridian.
the wave is better than anything in any anything in the Magic Kingdom.
Absolutely. So I can't recommend that enough. And, you know, like you said, it doesn't really take a lot of your time because you know, literally you're just walking down Main Street and you're popping right out the front gate and the monorail is going to literally drop you off at, you know, like you said, Doug, the wave. I mean, drop you off on the upper concourse there and you go down the escalator and boom, you're there. And you know, depending on how long it takes you to eat, you could round trip an hour and 15 minutes, you can be right back in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll cover that. I mean, some of the things are, you know, not cheap at the wave, but it isn't overly priced either. I mean, there's some really good things like braised short ribs and stuff like that. I mean, $26, but it's more of a dining experience to me for some reason. I don't know what it is. What about you? I feel like
Yeah.
it's a little higher level of food. It's just not production line like some of the
Right.
restaurants in the Magic Kingdom are.
No, absolutely. It's the atmosphere. I mean, I've never eaten there. We've stuck our head in there and we've had ADRs a couple times. We've just never pulled the trigger. But, you know, you can either do that or, you know, even if you want to grab something at the Contempo Cafe, you know, the quick service up there where all the stores are. I mean, they got pizza and, you know, everything, you know, soups and, you know, you can go there and, you know, if it's evening time, you know, not that you're going to do a spontaneous California grill, you know.
No, they don't have lunch anyway, so you have to do
Right,
dinner, and
right.
you're not going to, like you said, you're
You're
not
not
going
going
to
to
get a
walk up.
vacation, you're not going to get
Yeah.
an ADR walking up there.
Right. I'm trying to think. Is there another? No, that's it for the Contemporary.
But the Grand Floridian Cafe, Judith,
Yeah.
you got that. I mean, go over and grab something there. I mean, they have some really, I've heard nothing but great things about there. I mean, the thing that I heard a good that is good, that I know is good over there, the Surf and Turf Burger. They have an Angus Chuck Burger, butter poached Maine lobster, red onion marmalade, and arugula on a brioche bun and chips for $19. Where can you get lobster on property for less than $20?
Oh, that's great, and you know that's in line with the pricing at the Plaza. I mean, for a sandwich and You know, that's not bad at all. And that's definitely on my bucket list. I got to get to some of those restaurants over at the Grand Floridian. In all seriousness, I for whatever reason, oh, I know why, but I just need to get over there because I think there are some great dining options over
I
there.
I mean, 1900 Park Fair is a great restaurant. I mean, it's just different things to try. So hop on the monorail. I mean, we're leaving the Magic Kingdom already.
Yeah, we can't get out of there fast enough. But I mean, you know, some of the things they have on the menu, they offer a meatloaf meal with hearty slices of home-style
meatloaf.
This is
at the Plaza,
served
everybody.
With, what's that?
I was saying, this is at the Plaza you're
yes.
reading now, so we don't confuse everybody.
Yeah,
so start the meatloaf over again.
Yeah, the meatloaf meal for $19. You can have lobster at the Grand Floridian, or you can have a meatloaf meal over at the Plaza. But yeah, it comes with hearty slices of home-style meatloaf served with red skin garlic, mashed potatoes, gravy, and whole kernel corn. They have an Angus Chuck cheeseburger served on a flour-dusted Kaiser roll with lettuce, tomato, and onion. You can choose from the following toppings, you know, everything you can imagine: grilled mushroom, grilled onions, served with a choice of broccoli slaw, homemade chips, or French fries.
I'm going to get the homemade chips.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, those are your favorite. Yeah, and then like
property.
We said, they order some. They have some salads. They offer a chicken strawberry salad, which is fresh garden greens, grilled chicken breast, cucumbers, fresh strawberries, and gorgonzola tossed in white Zinfandel vinaigrette dressing. Tuna salad sandwich, which I've had a couple of times.
My
it's
wife
very
actually
good.
Did get that chicken strawberry salad. It was out of this world.
She
the
did
strawberries
enjoy it.
They were fresh as fresh could be.
Yeah, nice. And like I said, the tuna salad sandwich with lettuce, tomato, freshly baked on a freshly baked croissant with choice of broccoli slaw, homemade chips or fries. That's $13.49, and I've had that a couple of times, so I recommend that. I know you mentioned the cheesesteak sandwich. $13.49, shaved beef grilled with onions, mushrooms, red peppers, white American cheese, served on a hoagie roll with choice of the broccoli slaw, chips, or fries. And you can, for the healthier fare, they also have a vegetable burger, which comes with everything just like the Angus Chuck cheeseburger, only it's a vegetable burger. What else do they have here? Beef brisket onion burger, grilled chicken sandwich, $13.49. Grilled chicken breast top with shaved ham and Swiss, served on a flour-dusted Kaiser roll, and again, the broccoli slaw. Grilled Reuben. You ever had the Reuben there?
No, I've never had it there because it's one of those things where I'm not getting a Reuben at Disney World.
You mentioned that last time.
I'm not getting it there. I mean, I would go for the beef brisket onion burger with the dusted Kaiser roll with lettuce, tomato, provolone, and bacon. Now, my wife would be mad. It better be turkey bacon.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, we talked about that. That a Reuben in general, you really got to be in the mood for it. It might be only once or twice a year that you know, because it has that tangy, you know, flavor to it. And again, to me, you just got to kind of be in the mood for it. And I wouldn't want to burn a Disney dining opportunity on a Reuben either. I agree with you.
No, because it's not. I'm not being smart. Like the cheesesteak, I love the flavor of that, and I mean the flavor, the taste of that.
Right.
So if it's good, I'm going to really enjoy it. A Reuben has to be made just right for me to enjoy it. And then the other thing is with my local diners, I'm not being a snob, there's no way that Reuben's going to taste anywhere near as good
right.
as it does it.
Right.
At my local diner, because that's what they specialize in around here.
Right, exactly. And I would definitely take a pass on that. The Plaza.
And not just that, I get a Reuben at home for $7.99. Down there, it's $12.49.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Again, this is where Doug's not cheap, but I'm not going to pay $13 for a Reuben.
Right, right.
I mean, it's like paying $13 for a hot dog.
Yeah, well.
In my opinion, it's in that class of food is what
right,
my point is.
Right. Let's see. They also offer a Plaza Club for $12.99 with smoked ham, turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, layered on sourdough bread with choice of the broccoli slaw, homemade chips or fries.
My wife and my mother-in-law also got that before.
Yeah, I've had that as well. That's pretty
good. Just hold the mayo, they do.
Yeah, it's not bad. The bread was always fresh, we noticed, and that's, as we all know, with sandwiches, that's key. If you don't have good bread, forget it. You're dead right out of the water, regardless of how good the cut of meat is or whatever you're putting in there. If the bread's, you know, not full, fresh, and nice and soft or whatever, it's not going to cut it. Vegetarian sandwich, I've had this too. It's fresh mozzarella, hummus, basil pesto, cucumber, roasted red pepper, tomato, and lettuce on a freshly baked focaccia with a choice of the broccoli slaw, chips, or fries. And what else? They have a turkey sandwich as well. So, yeah, a lot of traditional, you know, good old American sandwiches here. Nothing, you know, you don't have lobster or, you know, crazy stuff on the menu here, but it's just, you know, basic sandwich food.
It's good food to get you by. I mean,
yep.
And a lot of these things are in the same price you're going to pay over at Pecos Bills or something. I mean, you're a couple bucks more, but you're going to be seated and waited on.
Exactly. You know, and then if you want to just get a sandwich, and you know, they're also known for their you know, ice cream dessert offerings and desserts in general. But they are right next door to the ice cream shop there, so it would make sense that they would offer these great things there. But they have a creamy hand-dipped milkshakes for $5.29. They have the Plaza Restaurant Sundae, which is ice cream of your choice, topped with hot fudge, strawberry sauce, crushed pineapple, chopped nuts, whipped cream, and a cherry for $5.49. New York-style cheesecake served with strawberries. No sugar added ice cream shake if you're diabetic or you're watching your sugar intake. Ice cream floats with vanilla ice cream, Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Barks root beer. An original banana split, a ripe banana, three scoops of ice cream, vanilla chocolate strawberry topped with hot fudge, strawberry sauce, crushed pineapple, chopped nuts, whipped cream, and a cherry.
That's one thing I never got, and it's $8.49. I'll finish it for you.
Yeah.
But I never got it, but I have seen that banana split so many times. It looks so darn good.
Yeah.
It just, I never have room for it when
right.
I see it. But I have to go into the Main Street ice cream stand there,
yep.
The Starbucks now.
Right.
I have to go in there, and I have to get a banana split one time and sit on Main Street
yep.
and eat that thing. One of those things on my bucket list from here that I want to get.
I was just thinking that. I haven't had a banana split in years, and you're right. They are, again, to me, that's one of those things you're just going to be in the mood for. You know, definitely want to split it with somebody if you can. But what was that thing they were offering? It was the little kitchen sink, the Mickey Mouse one, the plastic red one there. I think you get to keep the, I don't know, it was Mickey somehow. I forget how they presented it. But was that at the ice cream shop that they was serving that, or was that
I think it was at the ice cream shop they were serving that, and it's one of those things too. Brenda's lactose intolerant, so getting ice cream, I can't even share it with her.
Right So
I mean, up here she can have frozen yogurt because there's, you know, live active cultures or whatever it's called in
yep,
it that
yep.
she can have, but she can't have ice cream. And it kind of, I have to be in the mood for ice cream, so it ain't something that I eat all the time. But it would be nice to be able to split something like that with her, because I could never eat a whole banana.
This looks like there's about 10 pounds of ice cream in there.
At least.
Yeah, with the bananas sticking out and the whipped cream and all that.
But it does look super delicious. It's one of those things I want to try, so I guess I'm going to try and throw the rest out. Unless we do our man trip, then we could cut it down the middle.
There you go. I'm in. If we do it, we will definitely we'll do that. We'll knock some things off the old bucket list. What else?
Yeah,
and then they offer you, you know, your teas and waters and sodas. It looks like freshly brewed Joffrey's coffee. So they do offer Joffrey's coffee there. And for that matter, if you just want a coffee, I would imagine they'd sell you a coffee. Maybe not if you're not sitting down. And they have Ariel or Pirate's Punch, which is Minute Maid Light Lemonade Punch served in a Sylvanaire Ariel or Pirate's Cup with a glowing Ariel or Pirate Skull clip-on light for $6.99.
I have to admit, I have one of them.
You did?
No, I'm kidding. I thought about it, but no.
Yeah. Kids appetizers. You can get tomato soup, sliced apples, garden salad, grapes, carrots, and ranch dressing, which they're offering these at most of the restaurants now instead of the fries. Let's see. Kids Mickey check meals. These are $8.99. You can get a... what's this here? A turkey sandwich for the kids, and you can also get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So that's pretty cool. And then they also offer a kids' meal cheeseburger, grilled chicken strips, which are very widely popular with the kids. They all love the chicken nuggets or strips or whatever. And you can even get a grilled cheese for $8.99. What a deal! $9.
Yeah, well, that slice of that slice of American cheese is expensive,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
You know, or the Velveeta, whatever they use. I mean, that and the loaf, that and the piece and 2 pieces of bread probably cost them $1.
Yeah. Now there's a lot of markup on that one there.
Yeah.
Kids desserts. They have a Michelodeon. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is, Michelodeon?
I don't know, but I think Nickelodeon's going to be suing.
Yeah,
for
that's
it.
When I saw it, I said, "Wow, that's weird." But somebody out there listening will know what it is and drop us a tweet or an email or something and let us know. Must be some sort of, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to guess.
No, I hear you. You know what my favorite thing to put peanut butter and jelly on is?
Celery.
No.
I don't know.
You ever had peanut butter and jelly on waffles?
No, but you mentioned this before. Now that you said that,
you
it was...
You have to try it.
Yeah, you said it was the greatest thing in the world.
Not the greatest thing in the world, but it's really good.
Yeah.
It's better than the syrup on there. But yeah, you toast them, you put the peanut butter on first, let it all melt down in the pores, and you glaze it with a little bit of jelly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a little bit of heaven for breakfast.
I got to try that.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's better for you than that maple syrup.
Yeah, not as much sugar, I would imagine.
No, nowhere near, especially if you like me. I just glaze it with the jelly. I don't like a lot
right.
of jelly.
Well, plus you can get that peanut butter now that doesn't have all the sugars in it. It's healthier, that, you know, the stuff where the oil floats to the top there.
Yeah, it's all natural.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I would try it then. I'm telling you, you're going to like it.
All
and
right.
then you got to tell me on the show how much you do.
I'm going to add it to my bucket list.
I haven't steered you and Bob wrong yet on my
no,
food.
No, you're batting 1,000 so far. That I got to admit.
I'm about to pop out sooner or later.
Yeah, you're due for a clunker, right?
Yeah.
So I think that pretty much covers the plaza. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about it? Or?
No, just try it, guys. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's worth one ADR. It's worth ADR to go there. It's worth one of your dining credits. It's a good restaurant. I think you'll enjoy it. I haven't had anything bad there every time I've gone in.
Right. Yeah, and I guess I would echo that by saying that you know, it's not going to be something where you're going to walk away and say, "Wow, that was one of the best meals we had on our vacation."
But there's not one of those places in the Magic
yeah,
Kingdom.
Yeah, you're probably right. Not you're probably right. You are right. Chances of your best meal coming from the Magic Kingdom is slim and none, I think. There's many other places on property that will take that title, I'm sure.
Absolutely. There's like, I enjoy a lot of my meals there. Like, but it's sad that my favorite place in the whole Magic Kingdom is Columbia Harbor House.
Right, which is, you know, not even a sit-down restaurant.
No.
Well, it is.
You serve yourself, walk upstairs, but,
right.
you know, for me. But the Plaza's probably my second, and then Tony's. And I know everybody thinks I'm nuts for that, but pound for pound, I mean, I know they overcharge for spaghetti, but at least it's filling me a little bit. But,
right.
I mean, the castle, Cinderella's castle was horrible. What else? I mean, not horrible, but the price of it is, like, over the top.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't go in for character meals anymore, do you?
No.
The Crystal Palace, I mean, I don't know.
I swore off buffets, so I won't go back there. I mean, we enjoyed it. I mean, but it's buffet food. There's nothing, you're doing volume there, not quality. It is quality. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
I'm not going to eat enough to make it worth my while there.
Exactly.
The thing I love about the Crystal Palace is when I'm coming back from Pirates of the Caribbean at nighttime and it's all lit up. I'm like, that is beautiful.
Right. Oh, it's a beautiful building.
I mean, it's one of the nicest buildings on property. It's gorgeous, especially when it's lit up with all the gold and everything around it. But and I'm not going to eat $43. It's $37 to $43 for the buffet there.
Yeah. Yeah, we ate there 2 trips ago, and I mean, again, that just kind of was tradition for us. We had eaten there with the kids when they were small, and, you know, we like to go back there from time to time, but like I said, my age now, and, you know, I just can't eat that volume of food, and I can't help myself, so I'm going to steer clear of the buffets going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, there's just nothing there to, like, totally rocks your world as far as you're going to go in there and put the feed bag on.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather go over to the Captain's Grill and get all you can eat, the Cape May Cafe, and get all you can eat crab legs.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I can get my money worth out of that. If I eat 3 or 4 pounds of crab legs, I feel like I'm even.
Yeah, between the crab legs and the shrimp and the stuff that they offer, you could definitely at least feel that you got value for your money, that's for sure.
But I'm not going to here. I'm going to eat one plate and move on and say it's okay. And I could have gone to Le Cellier and did the same thing for $40 and got
exactly.
Le Cellier filet.
Or bangers and mash over at Rose and Crown.
Well, that's the best. $15 or $17, depending on lunch or dinner.
Yep. Can't go wrong with that.
No, but guys, yeah, head over to the Plaza. I would put it, you know, a must do if you're going to eat it at the Magic Kingdom. Pound for the price, I think the Plaza is the best sit-down restaurant on the Magic Kingdom.
Yep, I would agree. I would agree.
So what do you want to do, Dan? You want to do a little first thing you think of to finish this up?
Sure. Who's going first, me or you?
I'll let you go first.
Meaning I'm going to ask you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. What's the first thing you think of when I say flag?
The raising of the flag in the morning at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the what do they call that? The flag ceremony. In the retreat, yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Have you ever stayed and watched that when they had, I've seen it when they've had an actual veteran there. It's just awesome.
Absolutely. And yeah, because we seen it right after September 11th we were
there. Oh, that must have been pretty moving.
It was like, yeah, everybody was there watching.
Right.
If you follow.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a poignant moment. It was like I'll always remember if you follow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really understand what was going on. Like a couple of times you can, I believe you can go right to City Hall there. And if you happen to be visiting on, you know, the day you're at the Magic Kingdom, I think you can request to do that if it isn't already filled. And it's pretty awesome that a lot of times you'll see veterans, you know, even real old guys from World War II, I've seen, you know, they're in wheelchairs and you can see that they're in tough shape, but, you know, they still love their country and they want to do that. And it's cool that they get to, you know, have their moment there. And, you know, it's special, especially if their grandkids and kids are there. And, you know, it's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty cool ceremony. And, you know, it's nothing fancy. They usually have, you know, the guy with the bugle, and I think the guy with a drum, or the, you know, there's a couple of people there that do taps or whatever they do when they lower the flag or raise it, depending on what time of day or night it is. But yeah, that's awesome.
No, it absolutely is. I mean, it's one of those hidden gems that you don't, you end up usually just stumbling upon it.
Yep.
You're like, what's going on? It's things that you don't even realize they're doing, and they're all over property that go on. I can't even count how many times that I've stumbled upon something that I had no idea they even did.
Yeah, you're looking around, what's going on? What's going on? And then somebody tells you, and you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, I think that is on the guide map, actually, or it's somewhere, you know, flag retreat or ceremony or whatever they call it. But there are other things that just happen spontaneously that may not be on the map. And you just, like you said, Doug, you just stumble upon, and, you know, some of those things are the best things you'll experience during your vacation.
Yeah, I want to actually, because it's been a while since I've seen that, it's one of those things that I wouldn't mind doing. I want to go see again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's the first thing you think of when I say Hollywood Studios right now?
I have a vision of a Jersey barrier in my mind. So I guess I'll answer you by saying just massive construction. Sorry, I'm not more specific, but that's what comes into my mind. Just construction in general, and, you know, the walls that they put up, and, you know, I just don't envision fun anymore there. I shouldn't say anymore, for the near future. You know, we all know what's, well, it's begun already, but, you know, what we're going to experience over the next, you know, 5 to 7 years or whatever, and we're going to have to live with it, but there's greener pastures on the other side, if you will, because when it's all done, I think this the Hollywood Studios is going to be spectacular.
Just the reason I said that was, is I don't know, I was on the Be Our Guest live show.
Oh, last week?
Yeah, yep. this past weekend, and me and Ricky, as normally, we go back and forth at it. We're
right.
Usually on opposite sides of the fence, which is fun.
Yeah.
But she thinks they're going to keep Muppets and Mama Melrose. What do you think they're going to do? I think it's gone.
Yeah.
I think it's only there
as
now.
A placeholder.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're going to work around it and leave something back there because they gotta leave certain things for you to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I think the Muppets will leave that location, but I think they'll end up somewhere on property, whether it's in that park or somewhere else. But Mama Melrose's, I will say that it will be rethemed, whether it's rethemed as a Star Wars restaurant or something else. But it will not return in its current, form, I guess, is what I'll say.
Yeah, I did look at the map, like she said, and it's tucked away back there. There's like an alley. I get all that.
Yep.
But I don't believe they're going to leave that little bit of real estate, not for Star Wars. If and I'm stuttering like you know what, I'm watching the snow out the window.
Right.
But if they didn't have Star Tours and they didn't already tell me they're doing away with the writer's stop,
right.
If you understand what I'm saying, like it starts that far up. I could maybe buy it if it started back behind Mama Melrose and they were planning on going back further back past Lights, Motor, Action and all that.
Right.
But being they're not going to remove Star Tours. That's staying. That's going nowhere.
Right.
So I think everything from Star Tours and they already took our writer stop. They say is going in April.
Yeah.
So I think everything from the writer stop and Star Tours back is going to be Star Wars.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense to just have this little island of non-Star Wars. It'll break the theme of it, if you will, because
exactly, you're 100% right.
You know, they're gonna be able to theme everything with the, you know, not only the attractions that they're gonna build, but the walkways, and you know, they can. It probably gonna make it look like, you know, whatever, Star Wars, the planet, or whatever, and all of a sudden have the big Kermit there and a balloon. It just isn't going to flow correctly. So for
yeah,
that
it'd be
reason.
Like putting a Frozen ride in Epcot.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's a perfect example.
I'm just kidding. But you know that'll at least go with the landscape. Right, it's still going to be Norway. But you're right. It's like, how is that going to fit back there?
Right. I can't see it staying. I'm with you on this one. I think both of those, like I said, will change and or move to some other location, but I don't think they survive this Star Wars land being built over there.
No, and I 110% agree with Ricky that is one of the most popular restaurants. It's one of the most in Hollywood Studios, and on property, it's always booked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never dead in Mama Melrose.
Right.
But the point of it is I just can't see them letting it survive. It isn't like it's like an irreplaceable restaurant.
Right.
It's Italian food.
Right. And the facade is kind of small. It isn't like it has all this great theming where it's going to take a massive undertaking to change it. I mean, they could, you know, quickly modify that front facade there or maybe even tear it down and start over. But you're right. I disagree with Ricky and agree with you, Doug, that they are not going to survive.
No, I'm going to be sad about it, but I don't know. I love the Muppets and all, but I do need to see. I want them to be able to have that whole area myself.
Right.
Because there's so much you're going to do with Star Wars. I don't see them, like you said, the facades building all these mountains and,
right.
and hills and rock, and then all of a sudden you got Kermit.
Right. It's just, right. And you know, that's Disney's forte. They love setting the scene and you know, doing the extra thing and the theming. And if anything, that's what they're known best for. So I can't see them, you know, kind of just, well, ignore that. Don't look at that. Just, you know, make believe you're still in Star Wars land or whatever, you know, whatever it's called, Naboo or one of the planets or whatever they might make it look like. It won't work. I don't think.
No. So I 100% think it's going myself, and it'll be sad, but it's going to have to happen. And I'm anticipating. I really am.
Yep.
I'm more excited about what's going to be back there than I am about losing what's back there.
Yeah, and that's the way I'm looking at it too. I mean, we all have our favorites, and you know, we gush over the writer's stop, and you know, we learned of that a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I'm over it. And, you know, I'm not mad, obviously. I'm disappointed, and you know, I'm gonna miss an old friend, as they say, but you know, inevitably these things are gonna happen, and for progress to happen, we gotta lose some of the things we grew up at, you know, going to Disney World. So it is what it is.
Oh, absolutely. What's next for you?
Let's see, what do you think of when I say horseback riding a horse.
Oh, riding a horse. When I think about riding a horse, not at Disney World, I think about riding my sister-in-law's horse down in North Carolina.
But that don't count.
No, when I think about horse, you have to think of Fort Wilderness.
Yes.
Going on the trail rides back there. And I don't think everybody realizes that they're back there.
No. And we've spoken about the horse and carriage rides. But, you know, what I mentioned, and so, as did you, is you can actually ride horses. You know, they have trails back there. And I remember a few years ago when I was going to do it, and I never did. I was right at the, at that time, I was at the tipping point. You can't weigh over 250 pounds to ride the horse. So I remember when we were going, I was a couple pounds over at the time, and my daughter was teasing me that I had to go on a strict diet so that we could do this activity. And I forget what happened, we ended up not doing it, but it was kind of funny. But yeah, they do have horseback riding at Fort Wilderness, and again, that's something that I'd like to do someday for sure.
Take a couple laps around World Showcase and you'll get back under 250.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I would like to try it, too. That's another one of those things when we moved there. Brenda's afraid to get on a horse.
Yeah.
I'm not. I grew up riding around here and stuff like that. And then down there, I got on Donna's a few times. But I would enjoy that through there. The only thing I'd be worried about is hitting that alligator. I think I'd have more fun on the Segway tours than I would with the horses. But yeah. I'd be afraid of my horse running up on an alligator and throwing me. That's one thing I'd be nervous about.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, too, my grandfather had ponies, actually. And he used to give pony rides and fairs and stuff around the towns that we the town that I lived in here. So I grew up with ponies, and I had horses and stuff. And I used to ride. I haven't ridden in years, and I miss it. But, you know. But it is scary. Somebody, even somebody that's been on a horse, I mean, you know, they're animals and they can get spooked, like you said. And even if you know what you're doing, you know, it can be a scary proposition to be up there on a horse because you're up pretty high.
Oh, absolutely. And Disney's always going to give you a nice one. So if you're ever going to go horse riding, horseback riding, right, that's the place to go. But you can go to some of these, years ago, we used to go to some of these local farms, and and all of a sudden, I'd be the one that gets bullet.
Right.
You know, or old Hickory or something, yep, like that, that don't want to be bothered anymore.
Well, most of the horses, when they do those trails, they know the trails better than you do. I mean, you literally don't even have to hold the reins, and they've done it so many times over and over and over. They just know the trail, and they know where they're going and when they're supposed to go where. And, you know, you're kind of on autopilot. You think you're steering the horse, if you will, but you know, you're really just being, you know, brought to where they want to go, I guess.
You know for sure that's at the Magic Kingdom.
What's?
I mean, at the Wilderness Lodge, you know that's how the horses would be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Disney wouldn't take a chance on, you know, anything. I mean, and I'm guaranteeing you, although I don't know this for sure, I'm sure you have to sign a waiver of some sort because it's an animal. And like I said, anything could happen. But I'm sure they're the most trained, you know, if they had any doubt at all that the horse was going to give any guest a problem, they would never have him in that position. So,
see, I would love to do it just to get the view of something else different with the geeks in us.
Yeah.
Like we talk about the different boat rides and the different things. That gives you, I'm sure you'll get to see some part of the park that you've never, you know,
right,
seen before. Different angles of maybe the Contemporary or Fort Wilderness or the Wilderness Lodge. You'll just get to see something that,
yep,
it would be worth taking that ride just to get a different glimpse of something.
Yeah.
Backstage or something.
Absolutely. And even if you don't, you know, actually do the horseback riding activity, I know you can still go back there and look at the stables and see where they're housed and how they feed them and clean them. And, you know, there's
Yeah, you could do that. You can go back to the Circle D Ranch anytime you want and check that out.
That would be awesome. I've never even done that. I mean, I've poked around a little bit, but I haven't really explored all that's there to see yet. So,
oh, it's beautiful. You want to come back as a horse.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you think of when I say long in the tooth?
Long in the tooth. I would have to say, I just thought of It's a Small World. I don't know why, but that's what I think. Yeah. I mean, but it's a classic. So it's, you know, where we were at the Magic Kingdom, that's what popped into my head. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative if it's long in the tooth, right? Or do you look at it as being negative?
Pretty much. Long in the tooth means you're ready to replace it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
You don't want to get shot on the show or yelled at.
No, I would never, you know, I, like we say, you know, the first time you hear the song, it's okay. The, you know, the 700th time it kind of gets to you, but we still do it. And, you know, I don't mind it, but it is getting long in the tooth.
What do you, Captain EO's gone, so I can't say that. Right. What do you think I think's long in the tooth?
At Magic Kingdom?
At any of the
parks. Oh, boy. What do I think is long in the tooth? Soarin'.
No, well, that's getting replaced, so I'm happy about that. Now, Indiana Jones Stunt Six Factor, you should have guessed
that's
that.
That's a good one. Yep. You've said that many times.
Yeah, and I said on that's what I said on the Mike show the other day. The only reason it's still there is because of the stage productions, the cheerleading, and all that stuff that they do.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't really think it's going to make it much longer. I don't see it being, unless this new movie that they're making is like a major, major success and they do a revamp of it. I can't see it staying the way it is much longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge investment with all those props and different things in there. But, you know, you've said it 1,000 times. I mean, if you've been going to Disney World for any length of time, you've seen that show over and over. And it is a great, great show. But, again, long in the tooth fits there for sure. You know, when you know the jokes, you know, you can pretty much say the spiel before the actors say it. You know, you've seen it one time too many.
Yeah, I'm just hoping either they revamp it with the newer one or they move it out. But I think it's gonna. It's a crowd eater right now because they don't have much there to eat crowds.
Right.
But yeah, I think sooner than later it has to go.
Yeah. I agree with that. It's kind of a placeholder right now, and you know, that'll kind of be a transition area, right, between wherever Star Wars Land starts and the rest of the park ends or begins, I guess would be the way to say it. So whether that, you know, gets sucked up as part of Star Wars Land or ends up staying outside and they either, like you said, keep it or, you know, refurbish it to something else or maybe change the show scene so that they reflect the new movie, if that's what they do. But yeah, I haven't really heard a whole lot about Indiana Jones other than they're making a new movie. But I mean, I can't imagine it's going to do that well that it would warrant a multi-million dollar you know, attraction in a theme park. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it does. I hope anything happens to change it up. I mean, my next trip down, I'm definitely going to go see that because it's been a long time since I saw it. And the reason I'm going to see it is because I anticipate it going.
Right.
that's the reason. And I want to see it because I did enjoy it. I don't think it's bad, but it's not something you do every trip. Right. But I do honestly believe over the next couple of years we're going to get the announcement that's going.
Right.
Or going to be changed.
Yep.
So I want to see it one last time.
Yeah.
But I'll be happy to see it one last time, and then I'll be happy to see it change.
right.
We each do one more, buddy, and then we'll call it a show. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me. So I'm giving one to you, right?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you think of when I say music or musical? Music or musical?
Well, musical would be the Venture, the Lion King over at the Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And if you say music, I think of the Epcot in Future World, the backdrop music, which is my favorite music on property. That's why it's on our show most of the time.
Yeah, that the prelude to Illuminations.
Yeah, that and all up in Future World when you're walking around Mouse Gears and all.
Yep.
When you're entering the park, I just love that whole. It's my happy music.
Yeah, I love hearing that on Magical Mouse Radio or, you know, just listening to a CD or something like that when I'm at home because you can visualize where you are if you're by the fountains there in front of Mouse Gear or, you know, if you're going through the turnstiles, it's a little bit different. And, it's just awesome. And I know I tape some for the show. You play the clip sometimes over at we got out of Soaring and we banged a right and headed sort of near towards Captain EO, a Figment there. And I put our tape recorder inside of a speaker that was in one of the planters along the way there. So, that music is awesome. I totally agree.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, The Lion King is The Lion King. I mean, that'll always be one of my favorite soundtracks ever.
Yeah, and it's in its new home in Harambe Village there now, and that's awesome, too.
What's the first thing you think of when I say never again?
Never again? I thought it the Tower of Terror, even though I've never done it. So, but that's cheap because I've never done that. Never again. Never again. Well, I would say Mission Space then, even though I've never done that either. But
how can you say never again? Cheating. Well, you could have said one of your. Now that I'm thinking of it, because you mentioned it in the show, you said never again for a buffet.
Ah, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, you could have said that, but you know, I mean, I stumped you for the first time.
Yeah, I had to bend the rules a little to get this in, but that's okay. You'll let me slide, right?
No, I don't think so. You're gonna have to. We have to do some Main Street punishment. You're gonna have to clean the dishes or do something.
All right, I'll come down and help you shovel. How's that?
Yeah, like me, it would have been perfect to say I would never again for again with Captain EO or
right.
Never again. I'm never gonna do Finding Nemo again.
Right.
I'll go to the end, but who wants to ride through them shelves?
That's a good one.
you understand? Yeah. I mean, every time I've been on that, it broke down.
Right.
I've done it two or three times, and every time it shuts down on you. And I'm not talking 2 minutes. I mean, me and Brenda were stuck in that shell one time for like 15 minutes.
And you were
staring at a blank wall. Right. A pastel wall.
Listening to the same, music soundtrack. Nemo.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the ending. I think the ending of that is classic Disney. It's one of the best things, one of the most moving forward kind of thing that they've done in a long time.
Right.
It cutting edge technology. It was awesome when it opened up, and I still enjoy it when the kids are sitting there. Like me and Brenda walk in the downstairs exit door.
Right, just to see the kids.
Yeah, we go in there and then go up through the planet. I mean, up through the aquarium.
Right.
I don't go through Nemo. I don't go through that whole thing anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we go through. If it's hot out and we want to get out of the sun, we'll blow through it. But you're right. It isn't. I mean, you're right. That technology, when, you know, the first time I saw the, you know, fish in with the real fish and stuff, that was pretty cool. You got to admit.
Yeah. And the other thing, never again, will probably be in Morocco.
At the...
The Moroccan Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that restaurant?
I can't think of the name of it.
Come on, it'll come to me. Marrakesh.
Restaurant Marrakesh. Never again.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't. When I got the. See, when I think of Moroccan food, when I seen the baklava, I'm thinking that's going to be the best baklava I've ever had.
And it was.
It was like eating cardboard. It was horrible. I mean, and it was okay. The belly dancer was okay.
Right.
I'll say that was fine. But even with that, I was with my wife. You can't break your neck looking at the belly dancer. I'm gonna be getting what for the rest of the night.
Exactly.
So I mean, the belly dancer, to be honest with you, was more of a distraction than anything else. You know, it's like one of those things. You can't look. Like, if my wife wouldn't get uptight, I could look. But you respect your wife. You don't look when... You know what I'm saying,
Dan? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You did the right thing.
Like, I look. She was telling me she's pretty and she's doing a good job. But it's like, you don't overlook. It's just not... It's rude. You don't disrespect your wife like that. Yeah, she's cute. Blah, blah, blah. How's your chicken?
Yeah. Just quickly change the subject.
Exactly. So, I mean... But I don't think I would ever eat a and I love Spice Road Table, but I don't think I'll ever eat a restaurant Marrakesh again.
Yeah, we've never eaten there, and I don't think we would. And it's just not my favorite cuisine. And you know, I've gotten some things from Spice Road, obviously, and I've gotten some.
Yeah, we love
that. Yeah, I've gotten some things from the takeout. I don't know if it's Restaurant Marrakesh or that's a Tangerine Cafe, I think.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
So that's a different place. But I have gotten some stuff there that was pretty good, actually. But
yeah, that's not bad. The counter service.
But I don't think I'd get an ADR or even walk up and eat in the actual restaurant Marrakesh. There's too many other places I'd rather go around the World Showcase than. You know, dine there, but that's just me.
No, we were doing we were on the dining, free dining, one of our free dining trips, and we wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
So we said, you know, let's try Restaurant Marrakesh. My wife wanted to try it, and we like to try at least one new restaurant every trip, unlike you.
We have our favorites, but it's hard.
I mean, you had to eat a Yak and Yeti by yourself last time.
Lunch at that, too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to explore a little bit more things down there next trip.
I
I'm gonna have to drag you to.
Well, we did the Boathouse, we did Jock Lindsay, so you do it.
Well, everybody did
Well,
that. That was good, but everybody would have did
yeah, but
that.
still.
You did good. I'm proud of you. I mean, I was happy to hear about them. I'm jealous. I can't wait to eat that those two places
Right.
myself. But like, you haven't eaten at the Brown Derby yet. The
No.
Yak and Yeti was on your. You haven't gone over to rush to the Animal Kingdom and eat at GECO.
No, never
You got
did
some.
Moment on
Yeah.
Chico.
Yeah. You got to. You know, there's quite a few that are just as good as the Boathouse that you haven't stepped foot in yet.
Yeah,
That's been there for 20
but you know,
years.
you did bring up a good point with that, and I know you're razzing me here, but we see we never really we or not we never really we never did free dining or anything like that. Had I done free dining years ago like you did, I would have ate at a lot of these restaurants. But where I'm paying out of pocket for everything, I want to, you know.
You make sure you get the bang for your buck.
Exactly. I know what I like and I know where I want to go, but you know, it's silly because when you have free dining, even though
I'm still paying
we know
for
it's
it.
not free, but in your mind you're a lot looser. Like you used to say, you would never eat dessert or an appetizer, but you did when you had the free dining. Why? Because you could, right?
Yeah, well, you had to.
Exactly.
It was part of the package,
Right.
and so and that's how I got addicted on those darn fried wontons.
Yeah, see, you were exposed to some things that you normally wouldn't have been if you were paying out of pocket. So I guess I'm trying to justify it somehow that you probably tried restaurants by the same, you know, logic, I guess, that you probably wouldn't have tried if you were just, you know, reaching into your wallet each time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because we. The few times we did free dining, we made sure that we booked multiple different
Yeah,
places.
because you wanted to try so much. And again, face it, back then, there were many, many, many more places that you had never eaten at. So you had probably 50, 60 restaurants to choose from that you'd never eaten at, right?
Oh,
Well, if not
absolutely. I
more.
mean, I mean, we still did Le Cellier, but we did back the last time we did Le Cellier was still one dining credit. Since then, every time we've done Le Cellier, we paid out of pocket
And how
for
many years has that
it.
been now? It's been the two, five?
What, since I ate Le
No,
Cellier,
since
or
it's gone the two dining credits, it's
yeah, about five,
yeah.
yeah. So we've had to pay out of pocket every time because I won't use two dining
Now.
credits for it. I'd rather eat twice at once at Rose and Crown and once at 50's Prime Time than take two credits. I think two meals at those two restaurants is better than one meal at Le
Yeah,
Cellier.
I would agree with that. Maybe not the meal itself, but as far as having quality dining experiences, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, it's like it's like two times out compared to one. You pay out of pocket because you're not getting like $60 worth for one
Right.
steak, because that's what it comes to. You can get two $30 meals with free dining or $35 at other
Yeah,
restaurants.
absolutely.
So, I mean, what are you going to get for 60 or 70 bucks at Le Cellier?
Lot of breadsticks.
Yeah, and even them. I mean, even my wife mentioned that the last couple of times too. When we first started eating there, they couldn't give you enough of them
Right.
things. You eat the first bucket now, and you got to ask somebody for
Right.
more.
You're right. It's almost like they're trying their hardest not to, you know, give you any more. Where back in the day, they'd keep bringing them, and you had to tell them, "Stop bringing them, no more."
I mean, not to sound crazy, but there's been a few times where I've taken the napkins and wrapped a couple up and put them in the backpack to eat during Illuminations.
Good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I stuffed them right in the backpack. I mean, I wasn't being they were there, they were only going to get thrown in the
Yeah,
trash. So we'd
you wanted a
yeah.
pretzel later on.
I get a nice cold beer,
Yep.
have one of those pretzel sticks, watch Illuminate. Come on, man. How much better than that does
Yeah.
it get?
No.
Especially when you're giggling. It's a free
Yeah.
breadstick. I paid for it.
Right.
But you know what I'm getting at?
Absolutely.
And the wife looking at you like you're
Yep.
nuts. And then she wants a bite.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to
Don't
pay
take it.
$4.95 to go get a real pretzel.
Exactly. And it was
Yeah.
better. Even the other ones, the what's the other one? The wheat ones and what other
Oh, yeah.
ground, the stone ground or
Yep.
whatever. The different flavors, they're all
Oh, yeah.
good.
Absolutely.
So, but no, guys, I highly recommend going to Plaza. It's always fun doing first thing you think of. We got another couple reviews on Sunday show. I'll read them over on iTunes. We got another review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. So, guys, please go over there and review the show.
Awesome.
They've been all positive, so thank you. If you want to leave a negative one, feel free. It's better than nothing. But please like us.
Yeah, we do appreciate
We try to be good guys. Don't trash us too bad if you're
it.
going. Nah, but we really enjoy it. We had a great time at the pub. I'm buying
All right,
then.
that sounds good, Doug. I know you got to go get ready for this big snowstorm. And in all seriousness, I hope everything goes well, and I hope you don't get as much as they're predicting.
Yeah, we'll say a prayer. We're recording here Friday night, and we're going to record again on Sunday, as God willing, if I have power.
Okay.
So, but it's been a lot of fun. Guys, go check out our sponsors. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook at WDW Main Street. Thank you again for downloading our show. I'm glad. Thank you for listening every week. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
Later.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.